Jessica C.
Yeah!
I'm an addict named Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
I might just start crying. I'm so emotional. I'm like grateful to be here, you know, in Ocean City again with another year clean. I never thought that I would be up here. It was never a goal of mine. I don't like speaking to big groups of people. But I was told that when you're asked to do something for Narcotics Anonymous, you don't say no whenever possible. I'm just going to start with my story because service is in there. I was first introduced to NA when I was 16 or 17. I was sent to rehabs, detention centers. I spent a lot of my like junior and senior years of high school in rehabs and detention centers. And when I got out of those, I came to meetings. I didn't plan on staying clean when I got off of probation. I already knew that I was going to use again, but I knew that if I came to meetings, I would be able to pass my piss test. So that's what I did. Like, I hung out with y'all. I got a sponsor. I didn't use her. I didn't call anybody. I was just hanging out, drinking coffee. So the day I got off probation, I used, and it took me 6 years to get back. And thank God I made it back. Oh, man. When I went out the last time, you know, it started with hanging out with the old people, the old places. I remember actually going with them one night and passing a church that I knew a meeting was at, and I was like, I should be there. But I was too scared to tell them to drop me off. It started out with drinking and smoking weed, and I thought I was all right because I wasn't doing the drug that I did before. But sooner or later, I got hurt at work, and my mom had some pain pills, and she gave me one. And it was fun at first, but it went downhill really quick. I got fired from multiple jobs. The last job that I had, I got fired from, and I was 3 months pregnant. Towards the end of my addiction, my husband got clean 2 weeks before me, and he was like, you can't do this anymore. I was trying to pawn all this stuff, you know, because I didn't have a job and he wouldn't give me money to get high. And he's just like, we need to do something. We can't do this anymore. And he took me up to a detox, and I went to a rehab. And as soon as I got out of that rehab, that day I went to an NA meeting, and I wasn't planning on staying clean. Like, my plan was to stay clean long enough until I had my daughter, and then I was going to leave again. But in that time, I had got a sponsor, and when I found her, I found somebody that, when she shared, I wanted what she had. And I started working steps. I went to a meeting every day for 90 days. More than that, sometimes I went to two a day. And I remember this guy, he's still around, but he was around my first time, and I remembered him because he rode a bike everywhere. And this time when I came back, he had a Mercedes.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, that looks good. you know, that, hey, whatever. And another time, I went to a daytime meeting, and I was so worried because my husband wasn't going to meetings, and I was so worried, like, he's not going to stay clean. How's he going to stay clean without going to meetings? And I was talking to somebody after the meeting, and they sat there for 2 hours with me, just making sure that I was okay. And they said, all you have to do is say, God, help me. Because I didn't know how to pray. And so that's what I did. I got a service position. My first service position was a coffee maker. And then it went to, like, opening up the meeting, chairing the meeting. I did H&I. Right now I'm a part of the Tri-County Area Unity Retreat. You know, it's awesome. I don't know, the people in NA have done so much for me. When I had my daughter, this lady brought my husband some food at the hospital. You know, service to me is not just a service position. It's what you do outside of meetings also. And that day when I had my daughter, my mom, I told y'all I used with my mom. She comes in and she's withdrawing and she leaves and then she comes back and she's nodding out all over the place. And the feelings that I felt, I just never want my daughter to feel the way that I felt in that moment of, you know, wanting your mom there. You need her there to teach you how to be a mom, and she's not. The women in Narcotics Anonymous taught me how to be a mom. You bring your baby to a meeting. And if they act up, it's okay. They will learn. My sponsor also picked me up because I couldn't drive, you know, after I had my daughter, and brought people to my house to have a meeting, which is really important because it's easy to lose track. After I had her, I got so busy. You know, I was tired. I didn't want to go anywhere. So that first week, she brought a meeting to my house for me and my husband, and she picked me up to go to meetings. She did that with both my kids. I now have a son also. He'll be 2 in 2 weeks. I don't know, but thank God for that, you know, because I don't know if I could have stayed. I remember I went to a meeting one time, and I was like, my daughter's breaking out. I don't know what's wrong with her skin. And this lady was like, maybe you're using too much laundry detergent. It's not like she's going to play outside. And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I didn't know that stuff. And also when I think of service, I think of, like, being of service to myself, because when you do so much service work, it becomes, you know, I get intolerant, resentful. You know, when you're opening up a meeting, you're making coffee, you're cleaning everything up, it gets tiring. So I have to remember to be of service to myself also. When I first got clean, I had to distance myself from my family, which was hard because they were my people, and you guys told me to change my people, places, and things. Just recently, my sister is clean now. I cry every time I talk about her. Just because it took so long. You know, I thought that if I came to NA and she saw what was happening, like she would get clean. And 6 years clean, she's her clean date is New Year's Day, so she's got a couple months.
Yay.
But every time we get in that circle at the end of the meeting, I put her in there. But just recently, she was homeless, and she asked me to take her son. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take your son, you're going to go to treatment, and you'll get him back. That didn't happen. I had her son for 3 months, and I had to deal with her, you know, a using addict, and she was angry at me. But I made the decision, you know, with a lot of prayer and talking to people, that I'm not going to raise your son. God gave you to him for a reason. So you need to go get clean, or he will go into foster care. And 5 days later, she went to treatment. That was the best feeling ever. You know, because I help a lot of people, a lot of newcomers, you know, answering the phone when they call, sponsoring people. And the most important person that I wanted to get clean is now clean. The thing about service work for me is I have to remember to remain compassionate and tolerant with people, because I'm sorry, I just lost what I was talking about. Yes, putting up with people. Man. Because I want everybody to do things my way. Yes, I do. And if they don't, I get angry. I've gotten better with that, you know, with step work. I'm more accepting. I don't know. I don't really know what to talk about. Can I just... All right. Sorry. I'm an addict named Justin, so let me share. Yay!